This is KMBA News. I'm Chirp Krause. Some municipalities and tribal governments have their own ideas about how to respond to the growing problem of climate change. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins learns about a plan by Southeast Alaska's largest tribal government.
At a point near the Auk Village recreation area in Juneau, Kenneth Weitzel jokes that he's drawn the short straw. Today, he's going in the water.
The boss told me.
His co-workers at Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska are on the shore, dragging rakes across the sand to collect butter clams, mussels, and cockles to be tested for paralytic shellfish poisoning. Weitzel says consuming this important subsistence resource can be a little like rolling the dice as warming ocean temperatures become increasingly persistent. This monitoring program, started by the Sitka Tribe of Alaska 6 years ago, is addressing a huge need. Weitzel says it's an example of what the region needs more of. For the past 3 years, he's been working on a climate change adaptation plan, a kind of first attempt to lay out more of the tribal government's priorities. A big one is building a more robust network of scientific research. Weitzel says as he started to put the policy together, he noticed gaps.
All the data was focused on northern Alaska, where they're getting, where the squeaky wheel is getting the oil.
Of course, in some parts of Alaska, the wheel has nearly fallen off the axle entirely. Sea ice was virtually non-existent in the Bering Sea this winter. David Holland says he isn't surprised there isn't more research that's relevant to Southeast Alaska. Holland works with Alaska Sea Grant and helps coastal communities with climate change policies. He assisted Tlingit and Haida with the creation of their plan. And he says, for the most part, federal agencies have focused their research efforts on offshore projects in deep ocean waters.
A lot of Southeast is really the near shore environment where, you know, the state has more jurisdiction, but right now, they just don't have the resources to do a lot of the monitoring that needs to be done.
So, like the shellfish testing, tribal governments are doing it themselves. So, Tlingit and Haida look to its neighbors south, the Jamestown Tsklalem tribe in Washington State, for a framework to adapt their climate change adaptation plan. In April, the Tribal Executive Council approved it. The 53-page document begins with an acknowledgement. The region is at a disadvantage. There needs to be more scientific research and monitoring efforts to better prepare for the future. Within the next year, Tlingit and Haida hopes to identify a couple of actionable items, like collecting more data on what's happening to salmon. Back on the shoreline, a class of kindergartners randomly show up as the Tlingit and Haida environmental team finish collecting the shellfish to be sent off to the lab in Sitka. In about a week, the lab results will be back, indicating if the shellfish are safe to eat. A man tending to a beach fire nearby asks the team if they're testing on behalf of the state or the feds. They tell him neither. They're working with tribal governments. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.